Harper Audio presents Wild Lake by Laura Lippman. Performed by Kathleen McInerney and Nicole Poole. Part 1. When my brother was 18, he broke his arm in an accident that ended in another young man's death. I wish I could tell you that we mourned the boy who died, but we did not. He was the one with murder in his heart, and sure enough, death found him that night. Funny how that works. It happened at the lake, Wild Lake, named not for Oscar, but Fraser B. Who, you may well ask? I had to look it up myself, and I'm a native to these parts. Fraser Bullard Wild was president of Connecticut General, an insurance company. When longtime customer Jim Rouse decided in the 1960s that he wanted to build a new town utopia in Maryland farmland, midway between Baltimore and Washington, D.C., Connecticut General provided funding and agreed that Rouse should acquire the land stealthily, parcel by parcel, keeping prices low. Rouse was a good man, church-going, modest, indifferent to his personal fortune, careful with his company's coffers. Yet Columbia, Maryland, the egalitarian experiment that he probably considered his greatest legacy, began in deceit. Again, funny how that works. Fraser's reward was the lake. The lake, and a year later, the village that surrounded it.